Hi, I'm Howard Dayton. Well, it's St. Patrick's Day and everybody's thinking green, so why don't we talk about how to save some? More on saving in just one moment. Hi, I'm Steve Moore, and welcome to Money Matters. Later, how much do you need to save for retirement? That's one of the Hey Howard email questions we'll be answering today. Plus, we'll be taking your phone calls about that journey to true financial freedom. We hope you're on your way. You can always reach us, 1-800-525-7000. This is our St. Patrick's Day edition of Money Matters from Crown Financial Ministries. Well, in honor of St. Pat's Day, a day when many of us are wearing the green, we wanted to talk about something most of us need to do more of, and that's saving some green. Howard, there are two types of savings, right?
That's right, Steve. There's long-term savings, there's short-term savings, and really the short-term savings are what we deal with on the Crown Money Map at Destination 1, 2, and 3. And those are the short-term savings for emergencies. Okay. So that's really key to remember.
And how much should that be?
Well, Destination 1, we encourage people to save $1,000. Destination 2, they increase that amount to 1 month's living expense. And then Destination 3, that's where you have 3 months' living expense. And that should really be the goal of everybody, ultimately, to have that much set aside for emergencies at a minimum.
All right. Well, here's a common question. In fact, one my daughter asked me just a week or so ago after having a bit of a fender bender, when do I use my short-term savings?
Well, whenever you have an emergency, you know, when you have that fender bender and the insurance doesn't cover it, when the refrigerator goes on the fritz, I mean, you lose your job, you need, you know, that income right away. That's really the purpose of that emergency savings, to have something set aside so you don't have to go into debt. You've already got the cash sitting there waiting for you to be used.
All right. Now talk to us about long-term savings.
Yeah, long-term savings, that's starting at Destination 4 and 5 and 6 on the Crown Money Map. Those are for the really long-term needs you have, funding your retirement, funding the down payment on the purchase of a home, funding even the purchase of a car for cash. That can be a kind of a medium range goal. Funding the education of your children. I mean, those are the long-term goals that we need to have long-term savings for. And the key is, don't invade those savings unless there's a super emergency. I mean, you know, save, keep saving, and don't invade those savings.
Where do I keep my long-term savings?
That can be in a variety of places, Steve. You, as long as it's a five-year threshold or longer, you can put some of it in the stock market, stock mutual funds, real estate, that sort of thing. Those short-term savings should be kept in a money market fund, you know, something that's readily accessible, something with check writing privileges so that you can get to it immediately when you really need it.
Now, as Americans, we're not doing a very good job of saving right now, are we?
Pretty lousy. I mean, when you think about it, in 1984, we were saving 11% of our income on average. Mm-hmm. Last year, it was a minus 1% savings rate. So we're actually taking money out of our savings, not putting it in our savings.
Not a good thing. But what is a good thing is talking with you. If you have a question about saving, investing, giving, spending, buying, you name it, maybe we can help you. 1-800-525-7000. We'll be right back.
All right, here's a question that may require you to get in touch with your feminine side. When you're lost, you should, come on, ask directions, right? Let's try another. When you get a new gadget and you don't know how to work it, you read the manual. Good. So when you're having money troubles and your solutions aren't working, what do? Again, it's read the manual. But what is this instruction manual? Well, it's the Bible, and you can learn what it says about money when you join a special 10-week biblical financial study group from Crown Financial Ministries. Some group members say they've gotten rid of a lot of debt, started saving more, started giving more, and have even noticed that their marriages are stronger. More than that, they've grown closer to Christ. Don't tell me that wouldn't improve your life. Find a group in your area going through the 10-week biblical financial study by visiting crown.org and clicking on In My Area, crown.org.
Not able to catch Money Matters on the radio each day? Listen online or via podcast. Details on the web at crown.org.
We are so glad that you're able to hang out with us today. This is Money Matters from Crown Financial Ministries. I'm Howard Dayton, along with Steve Moore. And Steve, you look very spiffy in your green outfit. anything special planned for St. Patrick's Day?
Yeah, you know, I keep telling Marcia and my daughter, it's not an outfit. Just because you wear something that sort of matches doesn't make it an outfit. Marcia,
the green tights that I think sets you off today.
There's a reason this is radio.
I'm only kidding.
You know, there's a shamrock cookie that Marcia makes on St. Patrick's Day. The cookie is not green. The cookie is rather healthy, but it's in the shape of a shamrock. We have a shamrock cookie cutter, and I have some of those.
Oh, that's good.
I'll give you one after the program.
Now, is this one of your Anison cookies, or is it that?
No, there's no Anison in this cookie.
Yes.
That we reserve that for Christmas cookies.
Oh, okay. All right.
But if you'll behave yourself, I'll share with you later. Take some calls?
Let's do it.
All righty. Let's begin by going to Atella, Alabama, and saying hi to Ann.
Ann, thank you very much for calling.
Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
Yes, I was calling concerning our situation. We've sold a small farm and moved here, and we're presently renting a home. And we're kind of considering taking part of our money out of the farm and buying a house. But we're both visually impaired, my husband and I. He's legally blind, and I guess you'd say totally blind.
Yes.
And we're just kind of at... not knowing exactly which way to go right now, but we're only thinking maybe if we could invest about $75,000 in a house, and we'd still have, you know, we got $157,000 out of our farm.
Okay.
And you know, we just wondered if your advice would be to go with buying a home or just continue renting.
How much does it cost you to rent?
$350 a month.
That's pretty reasonable.
Yes.
Let me ask you this, Ann. As you tell me your ages and how much do you have in the way of savings?
Well, I'm 55. My husband is 71.
All right.
And right now we've got three CDs, $50,000 each. And
all right.
And a prime checking with about 20 in it.
Okay, so about 170-ish total. Mm-hmm. Is your income adequate to meet all your needs currently?
Well, I don't guess. Sometimes we do have to get in take from the interest or whatever, but my husband draws about less than $1,000 a month. You know,
yes, Social Security and
yes.
Whatnot. Let me ask you this. When you say take from the interest, I mean you're earning interest on the $170,000 that you have set aside. Mm-hmm. Do you have to invade the $170,000, or is it just that you have to use sometimes some of the interest that's generated?
Just some of the interest.
Okay, so you're probably, if you look at a year, you're probably able to increase that $170,000 a little bit every year?
Yes.
Okay. I'll tell you, I would probably continue to rent for this reason that... you know, $350 a month for a rental, particularly, can that be a long-term rental for you?
Yes, I think so.
Okay. I mean, that is cheap.
Yeah.
I mean, that is really a good deal. What I'm concerned about for you is this, that you would have enough income to survive when you reach 70 and 80 years old. And if you're in a place where you've got $170,000 principal and you're able to consistently add to that every year so that it can be a protection against inflation, that's very attractive to me. So, I mean, you and your husband are very careful with your spending.
Yes.
And then some. I'm very proud of you for spending so carefully. You know, having both of you having disabilities and probably not opportunities to earn a whole lot more money, I would stay where I am and continue to be frugal and continue to consistently just add to that principal over time.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Okay, Ann. Thank you for calling. And God bless you.
You too.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Kind of a tight situation there.
It is a tight situation, but, I mean, thank the Lord they've been very careful, good stewards with what the Lord has entrusted to them.
And if you have what you need and are able to rent and keep the costs low, I mean, not everyone needs to have their own home.
No, exactly right. It's interesting. Even in the Bible, you had Peter, who owned his own home, Paul, who lived in rented quarters. So there's nothing wrong with renting.
Good point. Up to Highland, New York, WFGB, a great station. And Russ, what's your question?
My question is, a couple of years ago, I invested in a minivan for my wife. We have two beautiful children, by the grace of God. Thank you. And we had some pretty bad problems with it, and I ended up going to the general manager of Chevy, and they ended up doing a trade assist. They bought back that one and put me in a brand-new 06. Well, we're pretty much having the same exact problems again with this car, and a couple other ones that were pretty much a safety issue. The power sliding door was opening on its own, and also...
you want to have that fixed.
Yeah, exactly. And also... The steering shaft, there was a really horrible noise, and they couldn't figure out, and they told us that, well, we can't find a fix for it, so just keep driving it, and we'll let you know when we do. That's what they told me. I checked into checking on an extended warranty, and here's what I'm struggling with. The extended warranty would cost somewhere between $2,500 to $3,000 for a bumper-to-bumper warranty.
Yes.
Should I look to possibly go ahead and buy an extended warranty and just hoping that everything works out and we don't have any more problems, or... I do have some negative equity, which is probably about $5,000. Now, should I go ahead and possibly look at something maybe just a touch older and really have it checked out and maybe seeing if I can get some kind of a warranty on that?
Yeah, that's a
maybe.
That's a really good question, and I think here's the key is to look at the big picture, Russ. And the big picture is where you want to head is that you ultimately want to own a reliable used car for cash. I mean, that's where you want to get to. And I tell people that in order to get there for the average person, the key is to keep a reliable car at least 3 years after you've gone ahead and paid off the loan.
Okay.
But continue making those payments, but make them to yourself into a separate account so that when you're ready to trade in the beast after you've run the wheels off of it, the trade-in plus the cash should be enough to allow you to purchase a reliable used car. Now, it sounds to me as if this is not the reliable used car that you want to keep for, the foreseeable future. I would go ahead. I would trade it in. It doesn't have to be a minivan. I mean, get something that's got a good track record. And I've never purchased an extended warranty, to be honest with you. I mean, most cars today are good for 150,000 miles plus. But, keep it till you absolutely have to, trade it in, pay it off, save, the monthly payments, in your own account so that you can break the cycle of having to use debt to have your car.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Great. I really, really appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Definitely.
Yeah.
God bless you guys.
Thank you. And we're gonna pop in the mail to you the book, Your Money Map.
Fantastic.
Okay.
I really appreciate it.
Thanks, Russ.
All right. You guys take care. God bless you.
God bless you.
Okay.
Oh, it sounds like a guy really trying to do the right thing.
That's right.
Also, unfortunately, sounds like a guy who might have a lemon there. Maybe not a lemon in the official legal way, but it's certainly no fun to buy something new and then have to take it back that many times.
No, it sure isn't.
Oh, boy. 1-800-525-7000. We continue by going to Reeds Spring, Missouri, and Jim has a question.
Hey, Jim.
Thank you for taking my call.
Sure thing. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. How about yourself?
Great.
My question is, my wife and I were both severely injured in a serious car accident back in October of 2003.
Mm. Yes.
Now, she broke her neck and was off work for over a year.
Yes.
I exacerbated a pre-existing back condition and have not been back to work since.
Yes.
But in the meantime, we have lived on borrowed money from her parents.
Yes.
Because it has been borrowed money from her parents and because I was really in a lot of pain for several weeks, she initially kind of stepped up and took control of our finances, the day-to-day finances.
Yes.
To be honest with you, because it was borrowed money, I just kind of got lazy and lax, and I just let her take that over.
Yes.
Since then. And I've really been called, prompted, if you will, to step back up and take my role as the head of the household, if you will.
Yes.
What are some of the practical applications of that? Before the accident,
You were the breadwinner.
I was, but yeah. I had kind of a shoebox and an envelope accounting system, and that just isn't going to work anymore.
Right. Well, we can definitely help you on the budgeting system that you need, Jim, and see if I've got this right. You're currently still not able to work because of the injury?
Right. It's an injury, but it was also an exacerbation of a pre-existing condition that's, frankly, is getting worse and not better. So I will probably be on disability for the foreseeable future.
Okay, all right. And what does your wife do for her job?
Oh, you're going to love this. She's a realtor.
Okay, in this market.
Yeah,
indeed. Okay. Well, let me just give you my global big picture for just a minute. I would not feel badly for one instant that you're in a position, a physical position, that you cannot provide for your family. You can only do what you can do. The Lord realized that you were going to have this health challenge, and that doesn't diminish your role as the head of the household, being a servant to your wife. What I would do is, first, in terms of interfacing with my wife, I would be her biggest encourager and cheerleader on the planet. I would pray with her every single day for God to bless the work of her hand.
Right.
In the real estate business, regardless of what the market is, God can do anything. I would, try to assist her in any way I could, make appointments for her over the phone, follow up with leads over the phone, do anything you can to help her. I would be her executive assistant.
Right.
And again, a cheerleader. If she had a 3 o'clock appointment, I'd be praying at 3 o'clock that the Lord would bless that. Then in terms of the taking care of the finances, and I applaud you for wanting to do this. I really do. Regardless, I tell couples, regardless of who actually does the bookkeeping, who keeps the numbers, and it sounds like you're the ideal person to do that. Meet together regularly with your wife, at least once a week, where you can pray together, go over your finances together, celebrate when the Lord blesses and allows you to make progress. And really, it's a husband and wife team, both of you serving each other in this financial area. So there's just really, really good communication with one another. But if you would like, what we can link up with you, we can link up one of our volunteer Money Map coaches.
Great.
Who could actually sit down with you, or they can do it online to help you walk through, getting that budget going and staying on it.
Wonderful.
Would that work for you?
Yes, that'd be great. And I have to say that it sounds like we're on the right track.
It does.
Doing many of the things that you've talked about as far as staying in communication with each other.
Great.
And I am her... I call myself her office lackey. But
good.
Yeah,
I love it. well, let me pray for you all if I could.
Thank you.
Father, I pray for Jim and his wife. I know they've been through so much since 2003, Father, and I do pray that you would just choose to bless them in just a wonderful way, continue to deepen their relationship, provide for their needs, Father, so abundantly that they'll be able to begin to pay off these debts to the parents. And Father, I just pray for Jim that you would encourage him in every conceivable way as he continues to follow you and serve his bride. In Christ's name, amen.
Jim, we appreciate your call. We'll be praying for you guys. We wish you all the best. And to encourage you a bit further, we're going to send you a copy of one of Howard's books, and we'll let him figure out which one. When you're as prolific as Howard, they're everywhere. So we'll figure out which one will fit your situation, okay?
Thank you, fellas, and God bless you and your whole staff.
Thank you. Thanks, Jim.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Well, next, we'll talk about how much you need to save for retirement. We'll answer that in another Hey Howard email when Money Matters returns.
If you're an entrepreneur or business leader, there's always a lot to think about. Employees, financing, sales, costs, margins. What are the keys to making your business prosper? The Business by the Book Independent Study will help you find the answer to this question. This study will outline advice found in the number one business consulting resource of all time, the Bible. The Business by the Book Independent Study includes a student course book and two DVDs featuring the training of Dave Ray, former president of Apple Canada.
God has given us a roadmap to guide you in making wise decisions, from hiring and firing to business organization and management.
Discover God's blueprint for business and personal success, and learn on your own schedule from your office or living room. To find out more, visit crown.org or call 1-800-722-1976.
Welcome back to Money Matters from Crown Financial Ministries with my man, Steve Moore, and I'm Howard Dayton. And how about some Hey Howard email questions?
All right, I have a passel of them here. Hey Howard, I'm 49. I have no savings. I own a business, and I'm wondering just how much I'll need to make to be able to retire at age 65.
Wow, you have no savings at age 49. Your goal is to retire in, let's see, 16 years. You must really be faithful to save consistently and to develop your business so you can sell it and use the proceeds for living. There are some great retirement calculators at soundmindinvesting.com. That's soundmindinvesting.com. But I want to challenge your thinking. If you want to retire at age 65 and just, well, live a life of leisure, don't do it. It's not biblical. Either work longer, or if you're in a position to retire from your job, that's okay if you remain engaged in doing work as a volunteer at your church or somewhere else in God's kingdom.
Beth in Fort Lauderdale writes, Hey Howard, we're going to be selling our home this year and plan to rent for a while. Since we won't have any mortgage interest to deduct on our taxes from renting, how do we prepare for that so we won't own a lot when we pay our taxes?
Beth, really good question. I love the idea that you're planning ahead. The very first thing I do is meet with your tax preparer, together calculate just what this will mean on income tax liability. And if your rent is a whole lot less than your mortgage payment, well, you can actually give more. And as long as you give to your church or nonprofit ministry, those gifts are a tax deduction.
Okay, here's an interesting one. Howard, put on your global cap.
Okay, global cap.
Hey, Howard, do you think the dollar will be dumped as the world's currency?
Yeah, you know, unless we stop this, well, just madness of these huge increases in our federal debt, these huge trade imbalances, then yes, without a doubt, it's only a matter of time before the dollar is no longer the world currency, and that's why it's all the more important for us as individuals to get our financial house in order, handle your money God's way.
Now, Howard, would you also believe it's important to encourage our legislators, statewide, locally, and in Congress, to do something about getting us out of debt?
Oh, absolutely. We've got to stop this madness, as I call it, Steve, of this spending more than we're making.
All right. Well, this year is an election year, so do your part. And we finish with this question. Hey, Howard, I'm always cautious of putting all my financial information in one place because of the risk of identity theft and fraud. With that in mind, is Crown Envelopes safe?
Yeah, I totally understand your concern. And yes, I've been assured that Envelopes is totally safe using encrypted methods of storing your information. So Envelopes is a safe place. But having said that, you know, it's not a bad idea to put only the information that you absolutely need in any one place. And we also have another tool that's totally safe. It's called Set Your House in Order. That would also be a place that I would feel very comfortable with.
We'll answer more of your Hey Howard email on Thursday. If you have a question about your own personal journey to true financial freedom, visit crown.org and click on Money Matters, and you'll see the link for Hey Howard. But again, it all starts at crown.org. Well, we've just mentioned a couple of resources here, so let me talk a bit about Crown Envelopes and tell you what that's all about. It's an online budgeting system, not to be confused with budgeting software, which resides on your own home computer, but this resides off-site. It helps you create a household spending plan. Crown Envelopes automatically updates your plan with your electronic debits and credits. It saves you lots of time. It also helps you to schedule your bills to be paid electronically. If you'd like to know more, and if you'd like to sign up for a 30-day free trial of Crown Envelopes, you can do that by giving us a call, 1-800-722-1976, or by visiting us online, crown.org. And what you're looking for is information about Crown Envelopes, the 30-day free trial. Hey, thanks so much for being with us today on St. Patrick's Day. I'm Steve Moore.
And I'm Howard Dayton, and we sure hope you can join us again next time as together we take another step on the journey to true financial freedom.